the bleeding finally came to an end late Monday, at least for now, though it would be hard to classify the recovery as anything more than some short-term profit-taking after an extreme move to the downside. The market has also been helped after the PBOC pledged to boost monetary policy support for the Chinese economy and to promote the healthy and stable development of financial markets. But worry around COVID in China, the ongoing war between Russia and the Ukraine, and risk associated with rising inflation are all still very much front and center. And all of this could easily invite a fresh round of risk liquidation. We have been hearing some more hawkish talk out from various central bankers, which has helped to prop currencies like the New Zealand dollar and Canadian dollar. On Monday, Bank of Canada Macklem said the central bank was considering another 50 basis point hike and would bring inflation down forcefully if needed. Key standouts on today's calendar come from UK public sector net borrowing, US durable goods, Canada manufacturing sales, and US new home sales. That's all for now.